welcome to the Home-Based Travel Agent Show.
The Alaska Railroad is a one-of-a-kind opportunity for travelers coming up to the mainland of Alaska.
This is show number 380, and I'm Barry Kantz, your host, along with Laureen Romero, our co-host. And I'm glad you could join us today, and we hope to provide you with some valuable information to enhance your travel business. And we're continuing our Alaska theme with a little bit of a ride on the Alaska Railway. Now, this is an adventure where your clients, well, they're going to experience the real Alaska, the interior, pristine Alaska. You know, I think visiting Alaska is on almost everyone's bucket list. And I was recently talking to the man who was here the other day working with our lawn sprinklers. We had a little problem with one of the zones staying on all the time. And I was out there talking to him, and he said he's about to retire. He spent like 33 years working with lawn sprinklers. Good for him. Boy, that's outdoors and getting wet. Well, anyhow, he said that as soon as he retires, he wants to go to Alaska. Now, again, that was on his bucket list. And one of the guys I used to work with, he went to Alaska recently. And the reason I know that, because he's posting on Facebook, and he's got a ton of pictures on Facebook. And whenever I see a picture of him personally on Facebook, he's beaming from ear to ear, so I know he's enjoying his trip. So this is a bucket list item that I think travel agents, if you're not already working with, you should be. So anyhow, we are the Home-Based Travel Agent Show, and we are a proud affiliate of the National Association of Career Travel Agents, NACTA, and you can find them at NACTA.com. And I want to mention that, you know, we're focusing on Alaska this year as our topic. And one of the reasons is because the NACTA conference this year is in Anchorage, Alaska, beginning September 13th. And it runs through September 16th. Now, you can get there early or stay afterwards. But you don't want to miss this conference because it has a lot of seminars and educational events that you just don't want to miss. And people like Salmonberry Tours and the Alaska Railway, well, they're all going to be there too. Now, you must be a member of NACTA to attend this, and you can learn more by going to NACTA.com and just hover over the Events tab and click on the Annual Conference. Now, for us here at the Home-Based Travel Agent Show, you can find us at hometravelagent.net, or you can like us on Facebook at facebook.com/HBTAS, and those are the initials for the Home-Based Travel Agent Show. Well, we publish this show monthly, and so that's a whole month that you can jump on the email and give us your feedback, and you can email me at barry@hometravelagent.net. Love to hear from our listeners. And our official notice is that we take no compensation for having guests on our show or recommending their products. Our guests are here because Laureen and I believe they offer something of value for the travel professional. So with that, what I want to do is get on with the show here, and let's go for a ride on the railroad, the Alaskan Railroad. Here we go.
Welcome to the interview portion of the show, and today we have Laureen with us, and we're going to talk about an interesting experience that you'll learn about here today, perhaps learn about at the NACTA conference, and it's an experience that you certainly can relate to your clients and hopefully sell them on this beautiful trip that we're about to talk about. So with that, I'm going to turn it over to Laureen to do the further introductions of our guest. Laureen.
Oh, thank you, Barry. It's great to be back. And as keeping in most of our Alaska theme for 2017, there's little blips and blurbs of non-Alaska during this year, but most of it's going to be focused for specific suppliers that are Alaska-focused. In past episodes, if you have not listened to them, I encourage you to go back and listen to an interview with Candace McDonald, one of the owners of Salmonberry Tours. We have also had Michelle Glass on, and she is with Alaskan Dream Cruise. Many of you have heard other interviews with Jody Overstreet. She is this amazing photographer and does wonderful tours. Whenever possible, I send my clients on her tours so that she can show them the ins and outs of how to take beautiful photography while they're learning more about the culture and about the landscape and about all the life that is around Alaska. And today, our special guest is Sasha Thien. She is with Alaska Railroad, and she has this fabulous title of Passenger Sales Accounts Executive. I'm always impressed by the word executive, but she's very easy to work with. We have worked together on webinars together. She's got this awesome job. She works really well with travel agents, and her specialty is how to work with travel agents, how to get them educated to sell Alaska Railroad. One of the things that new agents get caught in is, oh, I'm just going to sell Inside Passage, which is great. All due respect to Inside Passage and cruise ships. We love them. They bring our passengers on safe journeys. But then as you become a little more experienced as a travel agent, you want to get your clients to be a little more out of their comfort zone and actually in Alaska, which is completely different than the Inside Passage. So one of the things I always make sure that all of my clients experience is the Alaska Railroad. And you have to excuse me, we hit the record button, and now my cat has decided to meow. She hasn't meowed in 2 days, but I'm on the phone, so Barry usually has his dog in the background today to get my cat. So I'm getting back on track. Part of the heartfelt experience and learning about Alaska and seeing the landscape and being in a safe environment to do that is going to be on the Alaska Railroad. So I am going to turn the mic over to Sasha as I put myself on mute and remove my cat quietly in the background so she can go outside. But Sasha, thank you for being here, and thank you so much for working with travel agents. I really want to gain the enthusiasm for people to understand how wonderful Alaska Railroad is and what they can experience and what their clients experience. So I'm going to shift over to you and put myself on mute for a few minutes.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much, Lorraine and Barry, for hosting us. We are so appreciative to be able to have the opportunity to talk with you all and share the Alaska Railroad with travel agents and how they can explore Alaska and share that with their clients. And as you had mentioned, the Alaska Railroad is a one-of-a-kind opportunity for travelers coming up to the mainland of Alaska, as we're able to connect two regions, South Central and Interior Alaska, which spans over 500 miles of track and have popular destinations ranging from Seward to Whittier to Anchorage, Alaska's largest city, continuing north up to Talkeetna, Denali National Park, and Fairbanks in the interior. There's so much to do and see. The last frontier.
So, Sasha, can you talk a little bit about some of the itineraries that you have? Because, you know, you go in several directions, and I really know that if you explain some of them, it will be able to help guide travel agents to be sure what to include for their clients that are going to have a once-in-a-lifetime experience seeing Alaska.
So we have put together, Alaska Railroad has, 10 pre-planned itineraries ranging anywhere from 5 days up to 10 days, where the railroad is the main means of transportation for our guests. And we've partnered with hoteliers as well as local tours all along the rail belt. So whenever we're talking to travel agents and out educating those in the travel industry of what to do and see when coming up to Alaska, we incorporate those popular items into our multi-day travel packages that we've put together. So some of the top three things that we recommend to anybody coming up to Alaska as a baseline, of course, is to ride on board the Alaska Railroad. Great experience, and I'll dive more into that, of course, a little later. And being able to enjoy a flight sink tour, as you get a different perspective as you travel over the last frontier, a bird's eye view, essentially. And then enjoying a marine wildlife glacier day cruise. There you're able to get much closer to the wildlife and glaciers as you venture into Kenai Fjords National Park or Prince William Sound, you can hear sea lions bark, hear glaciers calving, which is when the glaciers are breaking off from into the ocean. It's really spectacular. So as well as dog sledding to kayaking, we've incorporated a lot, or zip lining. And so with our packages that we put together, they're on our website, as well as we have hard copy brochures, but we walk through day by day what each of the guests will experience. And our popular tour that we have, we call it the Deluxe Alaska Sampler, and it's a 7-day itinerary where guests fly into Anchorage, and then they, like I said, they use the railroad as their main means of transportation. So, for instance, on day two, after the guests arrive in Anchorage, they're going to get acclimated, get used to having an abundance of sunshine and daylight. They're going to venture south on one of our daily summer trains, the first one being the Glacier Discovery, which goes between Anchorage and Grandview. And their guests are going to be able to embark on a rafting trip where they're going to actually have a guide that's going to row them up to a glacier in Spencer Glacier Lake and touch the iceberg. And then they'll float 7 miles down the Placer River and then reboard the train. And then you're only a couple hours south of Anchorage, but you're in a total serene area and it's breathtaking. And then they'll be able to take the train back to Girdwood, which is a town south of Anchorage, where they're overnight at a hotel. And then on the third day, we'll venture south on board the Coastal Classic, which is by far my favorite train. It's stunning. And it travels between Anchorage and Seward. And guests will have the opportunity to go into Kenai Fjords National Park, which is one of those marine day tours that I was talking about, a must-do where there's the opportunity to see sea otters and sea lions and maybe even a humpback whale or orcas. And then you overnight, the guests will overnight in Seward on that day. And then they'll spend the day in Seward on that fourth day experiencing the Alaska Sea Life Center, which is Alaska's only marine rehabilitation center. And they'll get up close and be able to have the interaction with the trainers and wildlife. And then they'll venture out to Exit Glacier on a day hike and then go on a dog sled ride with the Stevie family, which are multi-time champion winners of the Iditarod race, and see the kennels and, depending on the time of year, possibly even little puppies, which who doesn't love puppies, right? And then on that fourth day, they'll take the Coastal Classic train back up to Anchorage. They'll reside in Anchorage that evening, and then on the fifth day, guests will travel on board the Denali Star, which is our third daily summer train, and it's our flagship train. And as you can guess with the name Denali Star, we do travel between Anchorage with a stop in Denali National Park, but it goes further north up to Fairbanks. And so guests on that fifth day will travel from Anchorage up to Denali National Park. They'll enjoy a cabin night dinner theater overnight in Denali that evening, and then on the sixth day they'll venture in further onto the Denali Park Road, which is a 92-mile road. And as for reference for folks, after mile marker 15, it's restricted only for those that are on a tour, so independent travelers aren't able to venture further in. So we're going to take us back onto a 13.5-hour narrated bus tour where you're going to learn more about all the wildlife, flora and the fauna, the ecosystems out there on that tour, and you're going to venture further back where you see or may be familiar with seeing those pictures of Denali where there's a lake in the foreground, Thunder Lake. You're going to venture back to that part into Kantishna, which is at the end of the park road. You'll enjoy a buffet lunch, and then you'll venture back out to the park entrance, that afternoon, and then you'll overnight in Denali. And then day seven is at your leisure in the morning. Our guests have their leisure so they can explore Denali National Park, maybe go on a hike or explore some of the shops nearby. And then they'll reboard the Denali Star train that afternoon and then arrive back into Anchorage just after 8 p.m. So as you can see with the high level of that itinerary, they're going to explore a lot of Alaska, enjoy three of our daily summer trains, and have the opportunity to do a marine wildlife glacier day cruise, get up to Denali National Park, which this year we're celebrating our centennial for the park, which is pretty spectacular. And so with these itineraries that the railroad has put together, if travel agents share these itineraries with their clients and the clients are on board, no pun intended, and love everything that's featured, travel agents can book directly with us that particular itinerary and earn 10% commission on the rail component, as well as all the day tours and then the lodging along the way for each of the nights. And that's a great opportunity. Something else that's unique is if clients are discussing with their travel agent their plans and they like the itinerary, but they want to use it more as a baseline and say they want to spend a couple days in Denali National Park instead of two nights and want to stay three, they can certainly do that and work with our reservations team at the Alaska Railroad to modify what we've created as our initial package and incorporate other day tours. Maybe they want to go on that flight thing tour while they're in Anchorage for a day and go out to bear viewing or incorporate zip lining and spend a night in Talkeetna along the way. There's a lot of flexibility, and so that's one great option is you're not confined. We can work with what clients want to experience as they're in Alaska. There's lots to see and do, and I guess a big tip would be to realize how large Alaska is, and so while there's an abundance of daylight, you want to make sure that you can enjoy the journey and not jam-pack everything in and really be present in the different communities along the rail belt, because everyone is different and special in their own way.
Well, you know, and I think that's really a good reminder to travel agents because, you know, we're used to being in the lower 48, and it's amazing to me when travel agents come to California and they go, holy moly, you mean it's this big? Okay, Alaska literally is all the state, you know, if you put it overlap over the lower 48, it tail to tail, top to bottom. So it's hard for people to go, it's really that big? Yeah. You're not going to just drive from Anchorage to Denali or even take a train. I don't even think, can you take a train from Denali to Anchorage and from Anchorage to Fairbanks and back in a day? I don't think you would even want to consider doing that.
Great question. We can only do it one way. So we would depart Anchorage at 8:15 in the morning, and you would arrive into Fairbanks at 8 p.m. that evening. And we do have a sister train that travels southbound from Fairbanks to Anchorage that leaves at the same time at 8:15 a.m. and then arrives in Anchorage at 8 p.m. that day. And guests certainly have done that, and you can, but what we recommend is to spread that journey out over a couple of days and really be able to enjoy the journey because there's so much to see and do, and what better way to get out and experience Alaska?
Exactly. You know, this is not a freeway ride. This is you're out in nature. You want to get the culture. And can you talk a little bit about what our clients would experience while they're on the train? It's more than just kind of going through the forests. Can you talk about the staff and what people will experience kind of along the way and while they're on the train?
Absolutely. So we have two service levels on board. We have Adventure Class, which is our original service level. We've got the large picture windows, forward-facing seats that recline, open-air vestibules, which are like a farm door, if you envision a farm door, and that's on every rail car. So the top door we usually have open, weather permitting, but it's a great opportunity for guests as they're walking through the train concourse to be able to get those photo opportunities. I should make note that our average pace for our trains is around 35 miles an hour, so it's not an Amtrak experience. You're going to be able to really enjoy the scenery and wildlife, possible wildlife viewing that you'll see as you roll on down the tracks. And each region is different in Alaska. So South Central, where Anchorage is, and Seward and Whittier, the mountains are closer, and there's glaciers, and you're going to go through tunnels, and the tracks hug Turnagain Arm, which is a body of water that overlooks, and you can possibly see beluga whales as you travel down. It's stunning and breathtaking. Glaciers are just hanging. And then as you go north, the lands open up, and mountains are further off in the distance, and you have Denali off in the foreground, and it's breathtaking. It's a totally different scenery. So being able to roll on down the tracks at a leisurely pace, and our conductors are great in the sense that if they see wildlife, they're in conversations with our onboard hospitality team So they'll try and slow down the train depending on our time frame, possibly even stop if we see mountain goats, for instance, on the side of the mountain. We'll stop for a few minutes so guests can take photo opportunities. And then our onboard hospitality consists of the onboard managers as well as our onboard tour guides, and they provide narration throughout the journey. And our onboard tour guides are actually juniors and seniors in high school that go through a semester-long course at one of the local high schools, the King Career Center. They have a hospitality course, and Railroad, we actually partner with that course. And these students go through the semester-long course where they learn about Alaska's history and the economy and the flora and the fauna and hospitality. And then at the end of that course, we'll interview all of those tour guides that are interested in becoming a tour guide and working on board the Alaska Railroad. And we bring on the best of the best. And they're able to share what they've learned throughout the course and then also add in their own personal stories of what it's like growing up in Alaska, of how they used to go fishing at their grandfather's cabin or how they reeled in the big silver salmon just down the tracks. So it gives a special experience and a personable experience for guests that are riding on board and actually hearing what it's like growing up and living in the land of the midnight sun. So that's part of that onboard hospitality, and we want to get to know our guests on board from checking in with us at all of our various stations and depots along the rail belt to working with our travel agents, with our reservations team. We want that experience to be there, so we're going to hold travel agents' hands as we're making that arrangement for them so that their clients have a memorable experience while they're experiencing the last frontier. Having that warm onboard hospitality as we're greeting the guests when they're coming into the depots, to engaging with them and sharing personal stories all along the rail belt and during Alaska. And then to go back to the onboard service, so I had talked about our adventure class, which is that our original service level, and then that's available on all of our daily summer trains or all of our trains in winter and summer. And then Gold Star service is our premium service level, and that's available on the Coastal Classic train, which is a train that travels from Anchorage to Seward, and the Denali Star train, which travels between Anchorage and Fairbanks. And Gold Star is really special. So it's a bi-level dome car where guest seats are ticketed on the second story, and it's a glass dome, and up included in the Gold Star service would be the meals for onboard dining for those guests, as well as two complimentary adult beverages. They can enjoy Bloody Mary, which I would highly recommend. They're fabulous. A little spice. Oh, they're amazing. And then also gratuities are included, and that's all commissionable for the travel agents. So guests don't have to worry about paying additional items if they don't want to, and they can sit back and relax as they roll on down the track in Gold Star service. So something that's truly unique with the Gold Star service, though, is we are proud to say that we are the only train in the world to have a second-story outdoor viewing platform. So guests can come up the spiral staircase, put their belongings in their ticketed seat, get their beverage of choice, and then go to the back of that rail car, and it's a covered dome, where it's open on the sides, and as you can imagine, we're rolling on down the tracks at 35 miles an hour, and you have the last frontier laid out in front of you. It is absolutely stunning and breathtaking. You can drink your cup of coffee as you're rolling down the tracks, or your Bloody Mary, or what have you, or just water and enjoy the scenery and take pictures and photographs and just enjoy the moment. It is, it's one of my favorite places to camp out. It's really amazing. And then on the main level of the Gold Star dining car, we have festival-style dining. So for parties of two, for instance, they're going to meet fellow travelers and have that opportunity to engage and meet with other folks that are up experiencing Alaska. Maybe it's a multi-generational family that are coming up to celebrate one of their grandchildren's graduations, or it's a newlywed couple. You never know who you're going to meet, and that's part of the fun with the travel adventure. I love that. Always an adventure. So those are the main two service levels that we have on board. And with Adventure Class, I should note, we also have for purchase, they can purchase our meals a la carte. in the dining car if they would like, but there's also the flexibility of bringing on board their own snacks if they would like to enjoy. And then we have the Wilderness Cafe, which is a great spot to spread out, maybe play a game of cards. And we've got warm or hot or chilled items, so maybe they want to grab a bag of granola before a hike or split a pizza or have a salad. There's lots of different options available for those. And something that's exciting for this year is we actually, our head chef has rolled out a new summer menu. So we are excited to say that we have a new reindeer penne bolognese, as well as local brews, a wonderful breakfast that consists of a country scrambler, so you can have your pick of either the traditional bacon or reindeer sausage. So it has an Alaska influence in items. And then new for this year, we've also incorporated a vegan meatball, which is scrumptious, has a delicious mushroom sauce. So for those that are going more the healthier route, we wanted to cater to those as well. And the meat eaters of our tasting group was pleasantly surprised that it was vegan and healthy. So there's lots of options for those.
Okay. And, you know, and for all my clients, whenever possible, I think I'm thinking about almost all my clients, whenever I have them on land, I plop them on the train for a while because I want them to experience it. And fortunately, as an experienced travel agent who can push the boundaries for my clients sometimes because they want to go cheap. Right, people are like, "Oh no, I want to. Yeah, I'm okay. Bring my own brand bag." It's like, really, it's the experience. And whenever possible, I encourage people to do the Gold Star dining. Yeah, just bump it up a little bit. Enjoy it, you know, because it'll never fail. If they do the cheap seats, they complain about it. Mm-hmm. So just get them a little out of their comfort zone. Tell them about, you know, food's included. You know, the dome, like real service, and they'll come back and thank you for it. It's in all things that's, you know, travel agent experience. Of course you want to get the best value for your clients. It's not about getting the cheap seats. It's getting about the experience and having them have these wonderful memories and enjoying it without having to go, oh, nickel and diming for everything. Because that, you know, when that happens, then it's going to be more expensive on the other end. And to make yourself be in the position where you're the travel agent, you know what you're talking about. And I do believe, Sasha, that you're going to tell us about how travel agents can learn more about your product so that they can qualify their clients to be at the right level. So how do they do that? How do they get more training?
Question. So we actually have on our website, alaskarailroad.com, and I'll send that URL over to you, Barry, for reference, /travel trade. We do have a webinar that's on there where we walk through in more detail our different train routes, our onboard service, what to expect, as well as tips along the way as you're communicating to your clients what to expect and what to plan for an Alaska adventure. There's so many different things to keep in mind. So that's where you can learn more about it. It's about a 40, 45-minute webinar. You can hop on and off at your leisure, very casual. We want it to be a resource. And then after that, if you have any other questions, by all means, you can reach out to us. We're here and happy to help. I'll chat with anybody. And our friendly reservations team is also the same way. So after you've taken the webinar, you can register your agency with us. And that's where you are able to earn, or the travel agents are able to earn that 10% commission, as I was stating earlier, on the rail, the lodging, as well as all the day tour components. And our reservation agents in Alaska, or our reservation agent team, are phenomenal. They're based in Alaska, so Anchorage and Fairbanks. And they're going to give you the inside scoop. They know all of our products and services in detail, much more than I know, the intricacies. And they're going to give our travel agents the insights on, hey, I would recommend this for your client. Or maybe keep this in mind because that's a long travel day. Go this route, and we're going to help and hold your hand every step of the way so that your clients are going to have that positive, memorable experience with those memories that are just going to last a lifetime, and they're going to think of you. And that's, we want to be that partner that's going to help put it all together, and that's one of the beauties is you can work with us from ranging the rail. So coordinate the flight up to Alaska, or you can take a cruise, depending on how your clients want to go. Maybe they've done an Inside Passage cruise that you had talked about, Lorraine, and that was a nice introduction to Alaska, and they've realized, hey, there's more. I want to come up and see more of Alaska. Oh, my goodness. And we do have airports in Alaska. You can fly up and see us. So they can fly up into Anchorage or to Fairbanks. And then from there, really explore Alaska. So that's where we can put those packages together. Or maybe somebody wants to fly up to Alaska, do a land tour, and then sail away out of Seward or Whittier on a cross Gulf of Alaska cruise. They can certainly do that too and make it a 2-week Alaska adventure and see three regions of Alaska. Fly into Fairbanks and work their way south along the rail belt. Do Denali, go on a flight scene tour in Talkeetna, enjoy a marine wildlife glacier day cruise down in Seward, and then sail out of Seward and have a wonderful time doing it. So there's lots of different things, and we can help, our agents are able to help put that together and create those memorable experiences.
Exactly, exactly. So it sounds like to me, unless I misheard you, there's an opportunity for travel agents to earn commission. I learned to stop apologizing for that. I do this for a living, not to do free for people. This is called a living. If, you know, and a lot of times agents struggle with that. Oh, well, you know, my clients, they can make a commission. This is called a business, a living. You're giving them vacation. They've earned money for vacation because they work for a living. So as travel agents, they depend on our knowledge and our experience about how to qualify them and put everything together. And you have the opportunity to be able to get all of that in a good package. So that's available on the website for travel agents. It's also available to training. I know you have a newsletter. You're going to give us the link, is that correct, on how to coordinate all this together so agents can be part of your system?
Yes, and it's on that same webpage, alaskarailroad.com/travel-trade. Further down on that page, there is the text box where they can actually sign up right there to be added to that distribution list for our quarterly e-newsletter on the Inside Track. So it's an inside scoop on everything that's going on within the Alaska Railroad from a travel trade perspective.
Excellent. So if people are looking at their website at alaskarailroad.com, scroll all the way to the bottom, because it's not going to be there at the top, just all the way to the bottom under partners, very top part right there, it says travel agents. So that is going to how you're going to be in the system. And the newsletter is really good, by the way. I get it on a regular basis. In fact, I think I got one yesterday. And staff is knowledgeable and helpful. What would be the key component that you would say on why someone should book an Alaska Railroad package versus just having a client stay downtown in Anchorage?
Oh, well, I would say with the package, you're able to have the opportunity to explore Alaska. And with us being the main tour guide and partner working with the travel agent, but also for your guests, we're able to do all the driving. And your guests are able, or your clients, our guests, are able to sit back and relax and take in the scenery and engage with fellow travelers and be in the present and have special opportunities and experiences planned already for them and see certain areas you can only access by train. For instance, going on that Spencer Glacier raft trip that I had talked about in that popular tour or package, the Deluxe Alaska Sampler, you can only access that part of Alaska by train. So on any given day, the most we're going to have out there would be 100 people, and that's a very busy day. Same thing as you go north of Talkeetna on the Hurricane Flagstop train. There's a 55-mile stretch of land that is only accessible by train. So you're seeing remote backcountry Alaska by train, and it's truly remarkable. And so it really makes you realize how vast Alaska is, and even though Anchorage, Alaska's largest city with a population of a little over 300,000, a couple hours south, there's only going to be you and maybe 50 other people. So it really puts things into perspective of how vast Alaska really is and how wild it can be. So my colleagues, we joke, it's like, you have the mile to the wild here in Alaska. If you want to go to Nordstrom's, you can in downtown Anchorage. But if you want to go on a float trip and raft down a river, you can hop on a train and be there in 2 hours and be amongst birch and cottonwood trees and possibly see a moose drinking out of a creek. I mean, it is really a special experience.
Wow. So, Sasha, I know a little bit of the background. Can you talk about Alaska Railroad's participation in the upcoming NACTA National Conference that's going to be held in Anchorage from September 13th to 16th? How are you guys involved in all of this?
Well, we are, first and foremost, super excited to be able to have NACTA in Anchorage. We are thrilled. And we will be actually participating in multiple ways. First of all, we'll be hosting a session on Thursday, September 14th from 11 a.m. to 11:45 a.m. for the details, Alaska time. So that one will be diving more into the Alaska Railroad and how we can work with travel agents. And then also we're working with our destination marketing organization, Visit Anchorage, and putting together multiple FAM opportunities for travel agents. So if you go on to the event details, you can see all the different FAM opportunities that are there and have the opportunity to experience the railroad firsthand, whether it be either pre- or post-conference, and get out onto the rail belt and really experience it firsthand, because that's the only way to really understand a product and service is how what it is we're able to offer to you and your clients to make their journeys to Alaska amazing. And that's what we want to do. We want to make that Alaska vacation one they're going to remember and hopefully come back and see us again, because we would love to have them.
Excellent. Well, and you know, and it's great that there's participation from all sorts of our conference. I mean, I know that you guys are one of the sponsors. We have a new sponsor, Alaska Air, Visit Anchorage, of course, Salmon Berry Tours, of course. So it's going to be an amazing conference, and I know that it's on everybody's bucket list. And for you, the different types of venues to come together, you know, and support the NACTA conference. It's the first time that we've had our conference way over there. Extremely excited, again, for the events before, after the conference, and during the conference. And there's going to be, on September 16th, a bunch of day tours. I believe that you have at least two, is that right?
There's at least two, and there's some other ones, I think, that are in the works behind the scenes. So check back on the website for post-tours and pre, and more will be added there for sure.
Awesome, awesome. And just to remind everybody, these pre- and post-NACTA conference and September 16 conference are limited to the NACTA members who are attending. So if you happen to be a travel agent who heard this up in the area just around that time, you're not going to be eligible unless you're already registered for the conference. So I appreciate that, because you know, Alaska Railroad and all the other suppliers are putting in a lot of time and energy into training us, and I'm super excited. So thank you for partnering with us and being part of that. Barry, are there any areas that you've kind of noticed that I've forgotten to address?
Well, I do have one question. Do you have any winter tours available? I know there are a lot of people that travel to Alaska in the wintertime as visitors.
Yes, we do actually operate year-round, Barry. That's a great question. So we have the Aurora Winter Train, which operates from mid-September to mid-May and travels between Anchorage and Fairbanks. And we have put together winter packages that may include maybe a weekend pie making class in Talkeetna. So guests would board the train in Anchorage, head north to Talkeetna a few hours north of Anchorage, overnight in either the Talkeetna, a Talkeetna cabin or the roadhouse, have the opportunity to make a pie, or maybe they go out snowshoeing or cross-country skiing. and experience winter out of the city, and then they can reboard the train that evening, or excuse me, on Sunday, back to Anchorage for a getaway. And then also another popular tour is when the Iditarod is in town. So that's the end of, it's the first Saturday in March is when the Iditarod is. So guests, it's limited to that time frame for the package, but you can fly in and experience the start of the Iditarod and then continue north up to Fairbanks and enjoy the World Ice Championships, which is spectacular. So that's where you have world-class ice carvers from all over the world gather, and they carve art pieces out of ice. Some are 20 feet tall, and they use chainsaws to Dremel tools, and they get that intricate work. And then in the evening, when the main event takes place, is they backlight these ice sculptures and have music playing in the background as you meander and walk through snow paths and look at these pieces of art. It's really, really amazing, and I highly recommend it. So for those that want to come up and experience the Northern Lights or the Aurora Borealis and the Iditarod and snowshoeing and dog mushing and pie making, we are definitely happy to make a winter package available, and we do have winter packages that are available for those that want to come up to Alaska. It's not as cold as many think. So there's definitely options for sure.
Oh, that's a great question, Barry. Thank you. So that one's going to be limited to what, just a couple of dates in December, specific dates, the Aurora train run, is that right? And do you have others? I noticed there's an Easter run. It looks like there's a Halloween one. How fun is that?
Well, so for the Aurora Winter Train, to dive into a little bit more detail, so that operates, as I said, from mid-September to mid-May, and it travels on the weekends. So Saturday, it heads northbound out of Anchorage with a stop in Wasilla and Talkeetna, and then arrives in the Fairbanks that evening. And then on Sunday, it goes southbound, Fairbanks down to Anchorage. So popular with the packages is some, or guests would take the train one way if they're heading up to Fairbanks, and then fly south a couple days later, depending on how long their package includes. And then during the months of late February and through the month of March, we do offer midweek service. So in addition to heading northbound on Saturday and southbound on Sunday, we also would head northbound on Tuesday and southbound on Wednesday. And then on a few of the weeks, we also head northbound on Thursday and southbound on Friday, to accommodate for all those fun winter festivities, such as the Fur Rendezvous happening in Anchorage, to the World Ice Championships up in Fairbanks, the Iditarod. And by that point, we're having over 12 to 13 hours of daylight. So you still have the snow, but you can get out and play, and it's warmer temperatures around 25, 30 degrees Fahrenheit. So great, great playing weather. And then you had touched upon our special trains that we have, the Rain, and those are very popular with the locals. You could say, and go very quickly, whether that be the Halloween train or the Easter train, and those ones are, like I said, very popular with our locals.
Oh, that's great. That's great. And, you know, one of the things I really appreciate is the sense of community. Even though it's such a massive state, it's got a real local feel to it. And definitely Alaska Railroad wants people to feel welcome. They want to be able to give the history and the feel and the love and the passion. So I think you've really relayed that. Which is awesome, awesome. Barry, any other questions before I have our guest give her sign-off?
Oh, I think I'm good. Thank you.
All right. So, Sasha, how about for our listeners, you give information on how they can reach you or a specific travel agent department and the website again. I know you discussed it earlier, but it's always good to have it in one, you know, kind of one little area.
Absolutely. And as I mentioned, I will send this over to you both so you have that and can post it because I'm a visual person. That's how I learn and operate, but our travel trade section on the website is alaskarailroad.com/travel trade, And that's a great resource. You're going to want to bookmark that page because that's where we have the ability for travel agents or tour, all of our travel trade partners to register with us. That's also where the webinar resides, so you can sign up for the e-newsletter, and we'll be further developing that website, so it's or that page, excuse me, so it's the go-to for anybody who's in the travel trade industry to learn more about Alaska Railroad and how we can be that resource from them. I mean, they can even request a brochure on there or our common frequently asked questions about how long is a train ride? What should I pack for my guests? Is there dining on board? Common questions that your clients are going to be asking you with in trying to make it a convenient repository there. So you have everything right there at your fingertips. And as I mentioned, we'll be expanding upon that as well. And then to, if you have any questions and are ready to make the reservations, you can call our reservations department. I'll give you the phone number. It's 1-800-544-0552. Or you can email them at reservations@akrr.com. And that's also, if you have any questions in regards to registering with us, if you're not able to register online, you can contact them. And one of our friendly reservation agents will certainly get you set up. So you can be a partner with us. And if you have any other questions, by all means, you can give me a call. I'm happy to talk and chat. My direct line, do I give that out, Lorraine?
Sure.
It's 907-265-2386, or you can email me at T as in Tom, HELENS at AKRR.com.
Perfect, perfect. So just so agents have their paperwork together to be able to register to be listed as one of the travel agents or preferred travel agents so they can actually earn commission, do they need their IATA number? Do they need a CLIA number? What documentation to verify they're a real seller of travel, not those people who are takers of travel who try to get in on our business? What should they be prepared to have so that they can register?
Excellent. So we're going to ask for their IATA number or their CLIA or ARC number, and then their W-9 or W-8 if they're international. And then a copy of their business license, and you're able to upload all those files on that registration page. And then it takes about 24 to 48 hours for our reservations team to process that. And then upon process, that travel agent will receive their own unique ID specific to them. So when they call in or email the reservations team to make a reservation, they'll share that special ID that's unique to them, and that's tied to their commission structure.
Excellent. Perfect. Sounds like you have the routine down. Barry, how do our listeners get a hold of you? Because, you know, they need to reach you because you are the voice of this. You just let me to be the chatterbox. We all know that you're really the one who runs this.
I was going to say, really? I'm the voice? Okay. anyone can email me at Barry, B-A-R-R-Y, at hometravelagent.net. And you can find me on Facebook at facebook.com/HBTAS, which are the initials for the Home-Based Travel Agent Show. And Laureen, the real voice, how do they get a hold of you? I feel like I'm advertising a TV show.
Yeah, no kidding. If you want to reach the chatterbox, you can always reach me via email, and that is sharp-tongued. @mac.com, and that's spelled sharptongued @mac.com. My business name is Sharp Tongued Consulting. That would be why I have that weird email address for the last 10 plus 12 or more years. And you can always reach me via Facebook. My personal Facebook page is Lorene R. It's L-O-R-E-N-E-R is my Facebook page. And my business one is Sharp Tongue Consulting. So I have the real me, the one who goes on vacation and does all this weird stuff. And then, of course, you have the grown-up professional side that is strictly Sharpton Consulting business. So either one, I would love for people to like one, both, or one or both would be perfect. Thank you again, Sasha, and thank you again, Barry, for being here. As Barry has said many times throughout the years, we are proud affiliates of NACTA. It's a travel agent association. If you're not familiar with NACTA, you just happen to have found us, don't know about NACTA, go to NACTA.com to get all information about our association. And Sasha, again, thank you for being on our show and for Alaska Railroad to be a proud sponsor of one of our proud sponsors for the NACTA conference that's coming September 13th through 16th in Anchorage, Alaska.
Oh, thank you both so much for the opportunity. We are so appreciative, and we can't wait to see and meet so many travel agents that are coming up, and we look forward to having you all on board. And with that, choo-choo, right?
All right. Well, thank you, and thank you, Barry.
Thank you.
Wow, that was great. You know, now I want to, obviously I want to go to Alaska. That's on my bucket list, but now I want to take a ride on the Alaska Railway when I get there. I'm sure that's I want to put that in my list of things to do when I travel to Alaska. Sounds like a great deal. And I want to thank Sasha for being a guest on our show. And we really appreciate the people that that come on the show. And we also appreciate the people who take the time out of their day and listen to the Home-Based Travel Agent Show. I want to thank you, listener, for doing that and being a part of the Home-Based Travel Agent Show family. And I hope that we bring you some value to your business, and we hope you're doing well in 2017. Well, next month we'll be back with another show, and I think we're working on getting a guest lined up here. Actually, we had a guest lined up, and boy, I goofed up. I didn't put it on the calendar. We just got back from New Hampshire, and the show was scheduled shortly after we got back from New Hampshire, and I didn't have it on the calendar, and I got a call from Lorraine, and she says, "Where are you at?" And, I missed that interview, and I think we're rescheduling it. But that's going to be a good show as well. And again, it'll be about Alaska. So I hope to see you back here next month, and I hope you all have safe travels, stay healthy, and we will be back here soon.